Black Bear is trying to not only survive but thrive as they head to the final couple of weekends of the regular season, hosting Boston College this weekend. John Shields is the voice of the Black Bears on the Black Bear Sports Network, and he joins us as always. Hello, John.
Hey, Rich. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. How is your Friday going?
Going well. It's moving along here as we get closer and closer to face-off, so that's always a good thing. Excited for these games with the Boston College Eagles.
Did you have a good school vacation week, or were you out straight juggling youngins?
Oh, very good. The youngins went for a tour. They went on a vacation of their own. They spent a few days with my parents and spent a few days with my in-laws, so they got to do a little tour of the state of Maine, and they're having a lot of fun.
That is brilliant planning on your part.
You know, that one worked out well for me.
Nicely done there. Well, the Black Bears, here they are, Boston College this weekend for two games, and with two weekends left in the season, what do we think? Two wins, will that be enough to clinch home ice for the Black Bears in the opening round?
I think it would, yeah. You've got Vermont and UMass who are continuing to struggle in those 11th and 12th positions. So Maine really just has to find a way to get some points this weekend. And I think two wins would more than be sufficient with only four games left. So it's looking good as some teams below Maine, as I mentioned, continue to have some hard times. UMass specifically is coming off a weekend where they were swept by these Boston College Eagles. So the struggles continue for the Minutemen, and really Maine just needs to finish 7th, 8th, or 9th to host that, or 6th, 7th, or 8th to host that opening round game. And right now they are 1 point behind Boston College in the 8th spot. So these are big points on the line for both these teams this weekend.
Well, last weekend, some tough, close, hard-fought games, not a whole lot of scoring, but some pretty good hockey.
Yeah, New Hampshire's a better team than their early season record indicated. They're a tough team, and it was a packed Whittemore Center, two sellouts back-to-back, 6,501 fans there each night. So it was a crazy atmosphere. It's what Maine and New Hampshire should be. It's a border battle matchup, as you know. So it was a lot of fun, but a couple nail biters, and you know, Maine, the only thing that the Black Bears that you know you could really look at and say that they need to improve upon is the shootout, because they have not performed well in that shootout, which in the national picture doesn't mean much. It's more just for the conference, but it's that extra point in conference play and the conference standing. So at the end of the day, when the game ends a tie, each team gets a tie on their overall record in the national picture, but it's that shootout loss that hurts you in the conference standing.
John Shields, by the way, who gets a dozen free wings from Buffalo Wild Wings every time he mentions border battle. Nicely played. Good job slipping that in there, John.
Yes, cha-ching.
All right, what do Bears have to do this weekend against Boston College, team that's been struggling of its own? What are the keys?
Well, for Maine, I mean, they're going to have to repeat what they did at Boston College when they got out to a quick lead. And the Black Bears play well when they have a lead. They won that game at BC not long ago. That was back on February 10th, a 3-1 win, and they led that game 2-0 most of the hockey game. So a quick start is going to be critical for Maine. They don't want to play on their the back of their skates. They don't want to try to play the come from behind hockey that they've put themselves in a few times this season. So quick start will be critical for Maine. And something that talked about with Coach Barr is they've got to find some, don't want to call it secondary scoring, but some balanced scoring. The top line, which is led by Lyndon Breen, who leads the team with 26 points, they need to continue to play well, but they need to find some other players that can put up some goals. If it's Nolan Renwick, who scored last weekend at New Hampshire in the Friday game, Dietrich Hembrandt has been playing really well, hit a post at New Hampshire, shorthanded, almost had a chance there. Ben Poisson, Poisson had an opportunity to win night number two at New Hampshire, but had a nice look on the near side, and his stick broke in half as the one-timer came over to him. So those players, you want them to continue to play, to try to step up and add some scoring to Maine. Cole Hansen is another player who has at times shown he can score. He's got 6 goals on the season. I thought he played a really good weekend at New Hampshire, even though he didn't find the back of the net. So just finding a way to get some of these other players below Lyndon Breen to get on the score sheet.
And stay out of the penalty box if you can, too.
We always want to stay out of the penalty box. Although, the Maine did a pretty good job of that, I thought, at New Hampshire. There weren't too many calls either way. The first night, each team had one power play chance, and they both were able to convert. So it was a pretty even game at New Hampshire in the penalty category. And I don't think Maine took any the ones they did take, they weren't anything egregious or penalties that you scratch your head at. So that is true, though. Stay out of the penalty box. And you know, Maine might have a little bit of a jump here tonight with a packed house here at the Alphon. It's supposed to be two full games tonight and tomorrow. So don't want to, come out and do anything silly in front of the fans if you're excited.
Absolutely not. Black Bears take...
Rich. We like it.
Yeah. Boston College Eagles tonight, 7:05 puck drop. John is on the air at 6:30. Same time tomorrow night?
Yep, both games are 7 o'clock face-offs tonight and tomorrow for Boston College. And it's a white out here tonight, so the first 3,500 fans will get a T-shirt, which is always cool. So it's going to be a great weekend here at the Alphon.
All right, well, you have a great one tonight and tomorrow, John, and we will check in with you again next Friday.
Thanks, Rich. Talk to you.
Thank you. John Shields, the voice of Maine hockey, joining us for our Black Bear Reports every Friday on Downtown. And they're brought to you by Clear Point Capital. You give Mike Tool a call. Mike Tool, I think there's some Italian blood there in the family. So I was just doing that. It was just transmitting to me telekinesis of some sort there. Mike Tool, he's going to talk to you. You got to call him at 307-7718 and do it in that cheesy Italian accent. And I think Mike will help you even more than usual. You could also see our friends at Bennett Auto Center, 24 Thatcher Street, Bangor. Check out Tom Bennett and the crew for everything from oil changes to engine jobs. You can find them online as well at BennettAutoCenter.com.